Now, the second testimony I want to share with you comes from a servant of a living God that lives in the island of Sumatra. Very precious testimony. Now, we know the story of the tsunami that hits the island of Sumatra at one time and killed hundreds of thousands of people. Now, this precious testimony was shared with me as I went to the island of Sumatra to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So here goes the story. The pastor's wife is a sheep of the Lord. And the Lord God was about to send a tsunami in the island of Sumatra, the northern part of Sumatra, that has killed hundreds of thousands of people. And at that point of time, they were in a church in the area where the tsunami is about to hit them. So at night, the Lord appeared to this sister in Christ Jesus and told her, "You need to leave this area because I'm about to destroy this area with my finger," you see. In other words, the word that was given to her in the Indonesian language is to use the middle finger to hit a marble. In other words, to destroy the area. You see, when God wants to destroy, it's a very simple thing to destroy. But nonetheless, the Lord God loves this sister and the whole church, obviously. And the church is under much persecution in the past. And they are not able to worship because these people are hardcore Muslim. They persecute the church and they persecute the Christians. So as a result, tickle is up. In other words, the sins are calculated in heaven, obviously, and it's time to destroy them. And so the vision was given to the sister that she must leave the low-lying areas where the tsunami is going to come and go to the top of the mountain. The Lord says, go up as high up as you can. So they decided to move up to the mountaintop, and there is inside that a cave. And so they worship inside the cave and stay there. Believe it or not, on the Christmas day, as they worship together for the Christmas celebrations, by the time they came out from that celebration, when they looked down, believe it or not, they can see hundreds of thousands of dead bodies everywhere. My dearly beloved, our Lord God is a God who is our protector. You see, when we become his children, our Lord God is out there to protect us constantly. We don't have to be worried about that. We don't have to be afraid about that, you see. And so the word of God in Psalm 34 tells us, King David said, Psalm 34, I read from verse 7 to verse 10. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. My dearly beloved, just like this sister who is being protected from the tsunami, the angels of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them, isn't it? You see, we have angels beside. Every single one of the sheep of the Lord has got angels reporting day and night to our Heavenly Father. Our Lord Jesus tells us through his words. Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Indeed, in our life journey along the path of the cross, we face many, many danger and difficulties. However, our Lord God is always faithful. He knows of our needs, whether it is material needs, whether it is in terms of danger that is coming across to our life. All of these things are all being watched over by our Heavenly Father. So don't you ever worry about your needs. If you have material needs, you need to come before the throne of grace, confess your sins, and petition for help. And if you have any other tribulations, you can always come before the throne of grace petitioning. And believe it or not, the Lord God already knows what you are going through. So do not be anxious. But in everything, the Apostle Paul says, always give thanks.